Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We'll stay here in college football. The Oregon Ducks take on the Indiana Hoosiers in a top 10 matchup. At Autzen this weekend, game day will be in town. You can catch all that coverage right here on the Fan Sports Network, home of the Ducks. Sports Saturday will start at 6, pregame at 8. Get all the way to 10:30, and then Jerry and Jorgie will take over with Mr. Hera. Game time, and then we'll have the postgame right here, so it's a full day on the Fan Sports Network for you Duck crazies out there. And as we ramp up to this game, you know, we spoke a lot yesterday about kind of quarterback play and, you know, the similarities and differences between Mendoza and Moore and how they represent their teams. But getting some kind of nitty-gritty of this game, I'm really excited for this game, mostly because I think there's a lot of different outcomes that could create not just good content for what we do, but just good juice for us college football fans. And I'll start with one of the more impressive things that I had coming out of the Penn State game that I think I waxed poetically about was I felt that the Oregon defense was very much a representation of Dan Lanning. That's kind of what he does, what his thing was, and I kind of wanted to see, you know, where Will Stein and the guys before him have clearly put their stamp on the offense. I was waiting to see Tosh Lapoy put his stamp on the defense, and he gave that to me on Saturday. Now, I might have been behind everybody else in saying that. It might have been a rash generalization of putting that all over Lanning, but I also think Lanning has shifted a lot more into the leader and head coach of the team, and Lapoy is doing more, because I think at the end of the day, what Tosh Lapoy's defensive line can do to stop that Indiana run game will ultimately decide this game.
I don't know if I'm there with you, because they can be so prolific in the passing game. As we talked about yesterday, they're the only team in the country that has two top 10 wide receivers, according to PFF. Like, Surratt and Cooper Jr. are both, they are dudes.
I think you read the stats off yesterday, man. They're great.
And so, but part of what makes their offense so great is that they are balanced. They can run the ball.
They got two running backs with almost 400 yards total already.
Yeah, like, they've got dudes. And I think, but to your point, as far as the defensive line, where Indiana's shortcomings are in the trenches. Like, I heard the guys this morning, they were talking about it. We've talked about this. This game doesn't seem to have the same level of juice because you don't have Penn State, you don't have the whiteout, you don't have 100 years of tradition and all the things that come along with Penn State. You have Indiana, who has one 10-win season in their entire existence.
And when was that?
Last year.
It is pretty wild.
It's nuts. Look, they're a basketball school.
It'll be a fun conversation for us tomorrow, talking about how you establish programs like Indiana.
Yeah.
I saw you throw that on there, and I was like, good idea.
Because it's so different from what we've seen. And I've got that pocketed for tomorrow. But, you know, the Indiana offensive line is made up of just a lot of, like, older guys, but they aren't. And I heard Dirt bring up the stat the other way around, where Oregon's offensive line is 325 pounds average weight across the board, but Indiana's defensive line is 279. It's not the end-all be-all, but 45-plus pounds, that's a lot.
Well, it's a lot. I also think it's about kind of identity and conference identity versus team identity. We'll get to that at the noon, because I have a little play on that. Like, that's sometimes when you can't get, you know, in the recruiting world, when you can't get 325 as your average? Like, what's Oregon's defensive line average?
It's probably
pretty big.
Yeah.
So
McKayle's a big old boy.
Yeah, Bear. His name is Bear. Yeah, okay.
Bear, I think himself is 330.
So I think sometimes in your recruiting challenges, I don't want to say weaknesses. Well,
there's only so many of those guys in the country.
Totally,
and that's
totally.
The proliferation of that when Georgia and Alabama were just hoarding them all, like collecting Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. Now they're kind of out there. Oregon's got some. Texas has got some. Ohio State's got some. Georgia's got, like, the preeminent programs all have those guys.
And I think what you do when you can't get those guys is you got to kind of change schematically.
You have to be
like, I saw this at Wazoo. Like, at Wazoo, not to just bring my school in, but I think it's a decent reference. We can't get those guys. We will not get those guys. So what do we play on defense? We play fast. We play fast and quick, and that's how we're trying to get it. We're trying to get around your 325-pound guys, not try to bulldoze them. Now, it opens up yourself to, you know, get blown out easily in games because you just don't have the horses.
You don't have the lead in the pencil.
And so I think that's kind of what Indiana will rock. But as good as that wide receiving core is and as good as Mendoza could be and has been, all balanced offense in college football, it starts with the run game. And if the Bears and the Washingtons of the world can get there and the Uyunglele's of the world can get there and put that stamp on it, I think that will ultimately be what decides this game.
I'm very interested to see just kind of like what their defense ends up looking like, right? You know, Indiana does
what
have
Indiana's defense looks like.
Yeah.
I know what Oregon's defense looks like.
I trust them.
I do.
We had Tyson on yesterday and, you know, some, you know, Duck fans took it as a backhand, and it wasn't. It was every player on that defense is very good to, like, borderline great. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a hole on that defense, but there's not a star where you're like, this guy is going to blow up my game plan. But I also think that's a issue around college football.
Yeah.
There's only so many true defensive stars in football. Like,
how much I love Miami, there's no star on that defense.
Now, that edge rusher, number nine, the single-digit guy, he's a freak. I'm totally blanking on his name. There's a couple of those guys. Clemson was supposed to have a couple of those guys this year. To me, that guy, like, unabashedly with a bullet, is Caleb Downs. Caleb Downs is going to ruin your game plan. That's what he's going to do. And they have deployed him in such a way that that's what he does. He is a Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Sean Taylor safety type. He's just a football player that you just put him in the middle of the field, say, dude, make plays. And then he does.
I don't think I could walk into a room if somebody said I was like Sean Taylor and Troy Polamalu.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think my head would fit through the door.
Right? Like, you just, but you look at where Indiana ranks. They're holding teams to under 4 yards a carry. Their teams really aren't running the ball at all. Teams have only they're averaging 100 rush yards per game. Again, who they've played matters. Mm-hmm. And when you're putting it on teams like they have, how many opportunities do you have to run the ball? And that's kind of where the question comes. Can Indiana's defense be stingy enough to slow Oregon's roll a little bit? Because Oregon hasn't been explosive or wasn't explosive against Penn State, but also Indiana's defense isn't nearly as good as Penn State's. The trade-off is, can they get the points on Oregon's defense? Mm-hmm. And if all of a sudden Oregon can't do what they want to do, now you've got a game.
Funny you should ask that question, because I just happened upon a stat. Mm-hmm. Under Cignetti, Indiana has managed only 2 touchdowns each time out in its 4 previous matchups against top 12 defenses. They've averaged 6.7 against the rest. And Oregon, of course, 7th in total defense and 6th in scoring defense.
And that's it. Last year, Indiana.
Nice stat.
No, that's exactly it. Last year against Indiana, against the preeminent opponents, they folded. Mm-hmm. They folded. And that's why you look at this game is like, because.
But their defense did, you know, put Altmaier on his booty.
Mm-hmm. And that's
quite convincingly, too.
They
and I don't think we think Altmaier is, you know, all worldly, but we like Altmaier for what he brings.
And again,
at least I do.
With Indiana, no, I think Altmaier was just
classic pocket quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good college quarterback. I think he was seeing ghosts in that game. And Indiana has this ability to be disruptive. Their sack percentage is top 10 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 10%. 10% of passing downs and passing opportunities, they're getting sacks. That's an insane number. They're number one in the nation in opponent interception percentage. They are turning the ball. That's turnover luck. you know, Dante Moore hasn't had that this year. Does that happen this week?
Like, right.
The thing that you look at this, you look at if Oregon is Oregon, Oregon is fine. If Oregon is not Oregon, whether it be self-inflicted or Indiana, that's what opens the door.
Yeah.
And if I look at just kind of what we know about each team, I know Oregon is stronger in the trenches on both sides. I know that I can trust Oregon's defense, and I'm pretty sure I can trust Indiana's offense to be the best offense that Oregon has faced. But how does that stack up?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
which is why,
what's the sliding scale there?
Which is why if Oregon is Oregon, that's why the spread is as big as it is.
Yep.
All right, we'll put a pin in it, put our last thoughts for that game on tomorrow's show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.